Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high-quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with Health with X22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life before their half off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life before their half-off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today, we have a new guest, Peter Tichton. Peter attended the New York Military Academy with President Trump. Peter went on to become a formal courtroom trial lawyer and founded the Tichton Law Group, which is a highly renowned litigation firm. And I am very happy and honored to have Peter on the X22 Report Spotlight. Peter, welcome to the Spotlight.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
Hey, thank you for coming on. And let's just start from the beginning here, because, you know, you went to the New York Military Academy with President Trump. You've lived with him. You know him. Right. Just give us your perception of Trump. What do you, I mean, since you know him and people don't, you know, they aren't as close as you are, how do you see him?
He Donald Trump is one of the most decent, wonderful people that I have ever known in my life. And, you know, whether he ever became, I mean, this is something I would have said about him long ago, privately or any other way. You know, I wrote a book about Donald. It's available on Amazon. It's called, and let's see if I can get on the camera here properly. What Makes Trump Tick? Okay. By Peter Tichton. So, you know, What Makes Trump Tick? Go to Amazon, take a look at it, you know, buy it. If you don't laugh out loud at least once, I promise I'll buy it back from you. But, you know, the fact is that, you know, so it comes with a guarantee. But I wrote this because I felt I needed to let people know what kind of a guy Donald Trump really is. And, you know, let's put it that he was the captain of Company A in my senior year, and I was in Company A, and he basically made me his first platoon sergeant of the first platoon. And then we worked together through the year. I tell people I ran his first company for him, Company A. But Company A being Company A is the first of the, it's the first company of the Corps of Cadets. And so, you know, we were the ones that led the parades, you know, and so on, set the pace and so on and so forth, where we had to do these things. But I was also like a drill sergeant to get everybody in shape in the company and so on and so forth. Donald was a different kind of captain. You know, most of the captains could be brutal. You know, while you're standing up in attention, you know, with your rifle, and then when a senior officer or an officer turns and faces you walking through the ranks, you have to then take your rifle and bring it up, port arms, you know, like where it's kind of across your chest in a sense, and then they can take the rifle from you or whatever. But, you know, some captains would actually take these opportunities to, you know, knee somebody in a place where you shouldn't knee somebody. You know, there was so many of these guys that were kind of brutal in their way, but Donald wasn't like that. He was, it's not like he was hardly ever a bad guy. He was never a bad guy. It never happened. And he got people to perform better than anyone would ever perform out of fear. He got people to perform because he got you to want to, because you certainly didn't want to disappoint a guy like him, simply because he was just a good guy. At the end of the year, you know, we have this thing, I know every high school does, where you elect, you know, the person most likely to succeed, the most popular, that kind of thing. And so he didn't win most likely to succeed, and he didn't win the most popular. He came in second with the most popular, and we wanted to give him something, so we gave him something called ladies man. Not the kind of thing you run for, you know, you don't ask for it. It's something that a small group of people, I think people relating to the newspaper, the Ramble, which I was on, and so they were the ones that decided who won these particular positions. And so we gave him ladies man. He won that, and which was kind of neat. But there really was no ladies man in our Corps of Cadets, because there were no ladies. We were all guys. There were 100 of us until the last day. One guy got kicked out on graduation day, believe it or not.
Wow.
And so 99 of us graduated. Our classes were, you know, the largest class we had were 12 students. Smallest class we had, or that I can remember we had, was 5. So you've got really good rapport with your teachers. You learn on a higher level, and the teaching there, the teachers were high level, well paid, excellent people. So, you know, he got a great education, and he was an honor cadet, meaning his marks were up there. Now, neither one of us graduated in the top 10 of our class, but we were in the next 10. And, you know, all I can tell you is that we succeeded. We every day we're inspected, except Sundays. But every day there's somebody that comes around and inspects, except Saturdays it's a white glove inspection, where the officer inspecting actually wears white gloves and then feels around on your top of your door casing, on top of your locker, you know, if there's any, God help you, if there's any dust on his gloves. And if you can imagine, our whole company, time after time after time, you know, succeeded, which is what one would expect from Donald Trump. And that's the way he was when we were 17 together and living together in the barracks. Also, he was the kind of guy that not only had your back, but he had the backs of people. Whenever he saw something that wasn't right, he would involve himself and make sure that corrections were put in place. So a friend of mine, he became a doctor he became a friend more recently, and then but he recently also passed away. But he told me and got in touch with me, and he wanted me to know his story because he was a small guy, and he was in the senior barracks where he was really getting tortured. And Donald took it upon himself to go to the commandant's office and make sure this guy got transferred to the lower school because he was just too small to be in the larger barracks. He said that that all in itself changed his entire life and the entire projection of his life. He became a successful physician and did well, but came to me to let me know that for his whole life, he thanked Donald Trump for stepping in and doing what he did.
Wow.
So that's the kind of guy Donald Trump was. And that's still the kind of guy Donald Trump is. I get together with him and he's just a prince of a man, always has been, even before he was president or involved in politics the way he was.
Oh, wow, that's absolutely incredible. So I'm going to change course here right now, and thank you for all that, because a lot of people don't see that side of Trump because the media. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40%, and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments, and there are thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Portray some completely different, and you're able to show people that, no, look at the real man. And I think that's great.
Yeah, just to go on just a little bit sure. more about it. You know, because, you know, we brought the case. I'm the one of the people that wrote the complaint for Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton and 30 other people that were involved in the Russian collusion scam, and there too, you know, sometimes people will say to me things like, "So it was a dirty trick," you know, this Russian collusion thing. You know, people will do dirty tricks all the time. You know, that's what politics is all about. And then I'll ask them, well, okay, fine. But tell me one dirty trick that Donald Trump did. If they're okay, just tell me one. And nobody has one. That's what kind of guy Donald Trump is.
No, I think people can see that. I mean, I see it. I see he's a very calm, patient individual. And he doesn't react the way others react. And I think that's his strength.
I think so, too. That's one of his strengths.
Yeah. So let me ask you, I mean, you mentioned Russian collusion and a trick that they played on him. I mean, do you think it was just a trick, or do you think this was to get him?
It was criminal activity.
Yeah.
I mean, that particular case, I mean, you probably realize that, you know, that it got dismissed, and right now it's under appeal, and I'm anticipating that dismissal is going to be reversed. But we have a judge, you know, Donald Middlebrooks, who, you know, I've been in front of that judge a number of times. Mm-hmm. And I never before had reason to believe that he was acting, you know, unethically, or that he was biased, or that he was trying to accomplish some agenda. Judge Middlebrooks is a good judge, and he's highly respected. And as far as I'm concerned, he's an honest and decent man. But that's why, you know, Donald Trump says that that the media, the press, meaning just the dishonest press, is the enemy of the people. And it's because they do this to decent, honest men and women, you know. And if you look at judges, you know, you figure, well, most judges are, you know, in some ways above the fray, but they're not able to do their own research. It's not as though we all have time to do, you know, like I did digging into the election and digging into January 6th for Donald Trump. And so I got to be familiar with real facts. I saw I can't tell you how many hours of, or hundreds of hours of videos that I saw, how many different people I spoke to and dealt with, many names that you'd know, you know, like from Michael Flynn to a guy named Joe Van Hutton Pulitzer, who examines the election in Arizona, to different people. There's a whole world of people that immerse themselves into January 6th research and into the election research. You know, nobody asked the people who did 2000 Mules to make that movie and to do the research that they did. And they didn't do it strictly for profit motive. I don't know that they made any profit, but, you know, for sure, there are dedicated people who have devoted themselves to different aspects of all of these things that went on. And through that, I was able to learn about the election and how it was stolen. I was able to learn about January 6th and how it was set up. I mean, I've actually seen videotapes of government employees, you know, left-wing government employees that were infiltrated. And that's why I have access to the video of their meetings on Zoom, where they were planning the January 6th, in, you know, call it an insurrection, but they were planning to take over that building many months before the election.
So when you say you have access to the videotapes, is this videotapes of who?
Videotapes of government employees who are in positions where they could make January 6th happen. January 6th was not an event that was spontaneous. January 6th was planned in advance. And I have... there's videos of the Zoom meetings where these planners were collaborating.
So were these individuals, were they FBI? Were they politicians? Were they, who are they?
I don't believe any of those people were FBI. These were other types of government employees, and I don't know their identities, but I've watched the videotape of their collaboration where they were planning this for January 6th.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's, you know, when we look at these things, you know, that's the problem that we have. And that's why I'm talking about the media, because what happens, okay, there's an old saying that, mm-hmm. that belief is the enemy of knowledge. Now, I'm not talking about belief in God or belief in anything that anybody wants to believe in, okay, the spiritual especially,
right?
Okay, because there's no evidence or proof on these kinds of things. And, you know, there's perhaps, you know, I don't want to get into these discussions in terms of what I believe or what other people believe, but the fact is beliefs of that, those things are appropriate, but to believe in a fact is a different story. You know, so if you were to hear that a certain drug is kind of harmful, it causes clotting or whatever, you know, it's one thing to research it, look it up, understand it. And it's another thing to just take somebody's word for it because they're a celebrity or a newscaster that you believe. And then you end up believing in certain facts without knowledge about them. So when you look at the situation and where you have a belief, then you get to be like Judge Middlebrooks. Judge Middlebrooks can't be blamed for believing, you know, people like Walter Cronkite, or, you know, obviously he's gone and not, you know, he's dead and buried, but there are people that are respected, people like Donald Middlebrooks and I and many others were brought up in an age where everybody watched the news and where we knew that we could trust the news, whether that was true or not. That's the way we were brought up. That's what we saw. And to this day, we watch news and we believe that the people are telling the truth, but not everybody does. And it's on both sides. I mean, you can watch somebody like Bret Baier and absolutely believe everything that he says. Most of what he says is going to be true, but there might be something which is not. For instance, the day after President Trump was inaugurated, we saw Madonna giving a speech in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And we saw it over and over again on Fox, excuse me, where she said, "Don't think that I haven't thought about blowing up the White House." And then the very next sentence she said, "But that wouldn't do any good." So the whole thing taken together was not something where she was advocating blowing up the White House or causing violence or doing whatever. In fact, it if you took it all in context, it was the opposite. But we on the right, we kept seeing that she said the first thing. We didn't see that she said the second thing.
Right. They cut that out.
They cut that out.
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't see much of that on our side of it, but you see it continuously on the other side. So when you're told that anybody who says anything about the stolen election, that's the big lie. Well, I got to tell you, there is a big lie, and the big lie is the big lie. The fact that they labeled that as a big lie is a big lie. Because, you know, after a while, you hear it over and over, and which we all know is not true, which has been tested in the courts. And you know, every single court has found that there was no such election fraud. That's not true. Okay. No court has actually found that there was no election fraud. No, the evidence hasn't been presented in any court. So, you know, what people are told is that Donald Trump was guilty of what he was guilty on January 6th because he spoke about the election being stolen when he knew that it wasn't, in order to cause an insurrection and cause people to react to it and so on. Well, if you were to react to, if you were to believe that the election was fair and you watched the January 6th Unselect Committee, you know, the one that was handpicked, excuse me, of people that were already had their minds made up. So if you were to take this committee and listen to what they have to say, believing the election was really a fair election, then they sound like they're making sense. And according to them, Donald Trump did the wrong thing. He was a bad guy because he was saying that the election was stolen when, according to them, it wasn't, as everybody knows. So, you know, you get into that belief. Mm-hmm. Not knowledge, belief. And then it's the same thing the other side. If you're like I am and you actually have knowledge, well, it's, you know, that's one thing. If you watch 2,000 Mules, you've got knowledge. If you watch the camera on the top of the place where they were counting the votes in Fulton County, Georgia, and you saw them pull the suitcases of ballots out from under the tables that had aprons around them, so they were hidden. Mm-hmm. And they say there's a water main that is broken. So everybody leaves. There was no water main broken, but everybody leaves except for four people. And those four people stayed in the location and took these suitcases out from under the tables, took out all these ballots and put them through the machines over and over and over and over again. And of course, we're not allowed to say the election was stolen. And if you do, you get canceled. Right. I mean, you know, it's not as though it's only the governmental people, the politicians or whoever, but it's everything at this point. It's the, you know, the FBI, it's the CIA, it's all these governmental agencies, as well as the government itself, which is in power now with Biden. It's big industry. It's the media. It's social media. You know, hopefully Twitter will be the exception to that and come back into the fray of being an honest broker. But we'll have to see about that.
So let me just ask you, when you're talking about election fraud and you're saying that the courts, you know, won't look at it, do you feel like the case is being built and it's getting stronger and stronger right now? Because now you just mentioned Twitter and the information came out that the FBI was involved in censoring people. They were involved in the Hunter Biden laptop. They were involved in the Alpha Bank hoax. They were involved in the Russian collusion hoax where they used a fake dossier to get a FISA warrant. All of this, when you start to put it together, and you mentioned 2,000 mules, you mentioned, you know, the ballots being stuffed in. I mean, when you start to look at this, is the case building and is it strong enough to be presented to a court, or do we need more?
Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to look at it. It takes, and if somebody did look at it, you know, they would need protection, you know, because there's too many forces that be right now. In fact, you know, sometimes I wonder why the pretext, you know, why pretend anything anymore? Why don't you just, what, you know, yeah, we stole the election, big deal. We're here now. It's too bad. And, you know, and we're going to take over the next election if we have to take over the next election and so on. Except the Republicans are responding in other ways, you know. So I think what's going to happen when you see in 2024, there's going to be people on the right that are also going to go to the limit, not beyond the limit, the way the left did, in terms of making sure that whatever legal ballot harvesting can be done is done. And we get back, we get into the 21st century, because things are being done like they were never done before. There's always been cheating in elections. There's always been media that's told lies. But it's the degree of it. You know, once you get to this degree where there's a takeover of our government by criminals, and by criminals, I mean, you know, look at the Hunter Biden laptop and right. Tell me, is that criminal activity or is that not? I mean, how is it that this man who was a senator, politician all his life, how did he get the wealth that he's gotten just by being a senator? And then you have to ask also, there's other questions that come into play, because it turns out a senator doesn't have access to documents that are not just confidential, but that are basically classified for national security reasons. They don't have access to those documents except for two ways. You know, one is they can go to a room where those documents will be shown to them. They're not allowed to take their phones in that room. They're not allowed to take a briefcase in that room. They're not allowed to take anything in that room. And they're allowed to look at those documents. And then those documents have to be returned before they leave the room. Or they're actually this special kind of messenger that can take these documents and bring them to a senator's office. Nobody else is allowed in that room except that messenger and that very special guy that allowed them to bring the classified materials. That particular messenger then stands there and watches and makes sure no copies are made, nothing else is done. and then they're given back to that person, and that person's responsible to get them back to where they're stored. So when you look not at President Biden as a president, he can do what he wants. He can get whatever documents he needs to get. Donald Trump got the documents that he got. Perhaps a vice president could do that as well. Maybe Biden could do that when he was vice president. But we've got Biden having documents he got when he was a senator.
Right.
And none of that makes any sense. And then what did he need those documents for? Was there a situation with China at that time? Was this going way back? His being somebody that was making more money than a senator should make back then? Is he a Manchurian candidate? I mean, there's a lot of questions. I'm really looking forward to these different investigations that are going to go on the Hill, because that's where these documents are going to go all the way back to. So we're going to see where they are and what they do and whether or not our government has been taken over. But I mean, there's a lot of people that believe, and here we are talking about belief of facts, and we don't know the facts. You know, that's why belief is the enemy of knowledge, because if you believe it, you're not looking, you're not trying to find out anymore. So it is possible that this thing goes all the way back and that we have a Manchurian candidate in office. It could be. I don't know. I wouldn't want to suggest that that's necessarily true, but I do think that all of these things are going to be explored, and we're going to find out more information.
Since you mentioned Hunter Biden's laptop and him dealing with China, we know there's a lot of information on the laptop about Ukraine, and Biden was just out in Ukraine, which is very interesting because we really don't have troops there. Yes, we have contractors, but I'm when I say troops, I mean like the Army or the Marines. They're not there on the front lines fighting. We might have contractors, but we don't have what we had in, like, let's say, Libya.
Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high-quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with Health with X22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. Or Iraq, or I remember the parades of troops going into Kuwait and everything like that. So, I mean, he's out there, and, you know, he didn't go to Ohio. He decided to go to Ukraine, especially on President's Day, which is mind-boggling. And do you think he's out there covering up his crimes and other things out in Ukraine?
You know, I wouldn't even know where to begin to think about that. I'm looking at things. I tend to look at things from a 30,000 feet kind of view on some of these things.
Right.
You know, like I look at China, and I look at what's going on, and, you know, some people are worried that we could go to war with China. And I think, you know, I think there's a very good chance, or depending on the way you look at it, China has already gone to war with us. I mean, I realize that there can't be a full-out war with China at this point in time, because we've got strategic advantages over China right now, in that everything has to go through some very narrow, mile and a half wide channels to bring all the fuel that China needs to be brought into it, and to take the goods out of China. And there's some major limitations of what China's going to do. But as they build the Silk Road more and more, as that becomes their way of being able to get their fuel from Russia and Europe, well, not necessarily so much in Europe, but from the Middle East,
right.
Then what's going to happen is we're going to see our advantage, our strategic advantage over China disappear. But in the meantime, if somebody were to intentionally send some poison to your house and kill some of the people that are in your house, wouldn't that be a crime? I mean, wouldn't that be murder?
Yes.
So, you know, we don't know whether the virus was actually made intentionally the way it was. We don't know all the facts. We don't know if the big one we don't know is whether it was released intentionally. But we do know that China stopped all travel, all air travel within China. Nobody was flying to Beijing from Wuhan. That was stopped because they saw the danger of it and they knew that they needed to stop that. At the same time, they opened it all up to travel to Europe and to the United States. And so there were hundreds of thousands of passengers, if not millions, that were coming from the infected areas of China into the United States. And as a result, we got the COVID virus, you know, in a hard way. A million Americans are dead. So they basically sent it to us with intent. They're now sending fentanyl to us with intent. They're killing 100,000 Americans a year. They're doing that to us, and we're taking it on the chin as though it's all right. You know, if you look at where we're going, I mean, this whole woke mentality that also to a great extent involves the New World Order, which is China, the World Health Organization, which is China. You look at what's going on and what's coming down on us from there. And again, you have to wonder, what are we doing? Where are we going? I mean, look, it's a wonderful thing to not have hate. Okay. I mean, there's an old expression or saying that to hate someone is like drinking a cup of poison, hoping the other person dies from it. So hate's obviously a bad thing, and we have laws in the United States make certain kinds of hates. If we couple it with crimes, it becomes a hate crime. Hate is not legal in the United States, and we are peace loving people to the most extent. But you know, that's the opposite of being the kind of people that can defend themselves. So what we do is we think that everybody thinks the way we think. We don't understand that there's real evil out there, and there's really a very different way of looking at certain things. You know, I mean, if you were to think, for instance, of, you know, we all know about bears, okay? Mm-hmm. We all know if you walk, even though you live in the city, you're never going to see a bear in your life, but you know that there's that saying that if you walk between a mama bear and her cub, you know, you're going to get mauled. That is a very dangerous situation. Why? Well, because female bears are smaller than male bears. Male bears have to have their way with the female bears. And they have to be bigger and stronger. The same as a stallion has to be bigger and stronger than a mare and so on. But the thing is that unlike stallions don't eat their young, male bears do. And so there's this built-in, innate ferocity that a female bear has to have. In other words, there's times when she has to be smaller and weaker, and then there's another time when the cubs are born where a male would take them for lunch, where the female has to have this such high extent of ferocity that she can stand up against the male bear and ward him and make him basically back out. So it's built in nature, and it's built in us as well. The people that are in other parts of the world that don't have our level of thought, our level of education, our kindness, or maybe even our Christianity, you know, where we learn to forgive and we learn to love, you know, they don't think the way we do in that way. They don't make hate a crime in their countries. And, you know, they are people that will do things that we look at with such disbelief we can't even understand that it's happening. I mean, look at what Putin is doing in the Ukraine. I mean, he's killing people. He's intentionally sending in missiles with bombs. He brought in tanks. He blew up buildings that had people in them. I mean, what he's doing is something that doesn't, you know, he has a meanness to him. He's a predator. And we, the American people, are at this point so woke and so weak. It shows up even in our biology, where our sperm counts are down, where you see men in their 30s that talk in a more feminine type of way, almost not universally, but to a great extent, more and more. You know, we are not built to hate. And if you don't have hate, I mean, we are built for it, but we've suppressed it to such a point that if you don't have hate, in the Second World War, we hated the Japanese for what they did at Pearl Harbor. We didn't just look at them and say, oh, it's a terrible thing that they did. Let's now send some missiles over or some ships over, and, you know, let's have Midway. You know, it was hate. You know, you have to hate somebody to want to kill them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not advocating that we should have that, but what I am saying is, you know, looking at things from an objective point of view, we are not a country that is strong. A lot of the woke stuff that comes to us from the far left is possibly part of what's coming to us from China as well. I mean, what a great plan of action this is. Sooner or later, we're going to have to fight the United States because resources are going to be low, because they're going to be with India as we try to cut off their water tap, you know, because of this, because of that, whatever reasons there are that they feel that they are our enemy. They certainly are acting as an enemy, not with love, but with hate. Because you don't send fentanyl into a country and kill 100,000 of their young males a year unless you hate them.
So
unless you're perhaps planning on war in the future.
So are you saying that China, they started, I don't know how long ago, but they infiltrated the country to weaken us from the inside?
Either it's just a really great coincidence, or it is being played out that way. And we know now that we see all these Chinese people. We don't know who they are or what they are, but we see them coming in over the border at this point. We know that China does control the Chinese population in the United States to a great extent, to the extent that they have police forces that monitor them,
right,
and control them. So, you know, look, these are evil people. They know everything about everybody there pretty well. They don't pretend that they don't listen in on phone calls. They don't pretend that they don't have cameras and they can't identify everybody who gets in the face of a camera within seconds. They can track you down in that country in no time at all due to the fact that they've got so many cameras everywhere, and your personal identification is there. So why would they have a different mentality? Say, well, yeah, we do that at home domestically. Mm-hmm. But no, the United States, we have such respect for the people there. We give them privacy. Or, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. These people, they have their agendas. And they have no respect for law. They have no respect for us. I mean, you know, look at what they're doing just to our businesses. 85% of all the counterfeit products in the United States come from China.
Right.
The next country down is Turkey with 3%. So there's no other big players. It's only China. Why? Because they're scoff laws. They have no respect. They have they have their agenda. Anything that they can do and get away with hurting the United States to the extent of sending over viruses, you know, biological weapons to completely disrupt our economy and to kill as many of us as they can possibly kill. You know, they did that on purpose. So that's what I'm saying. When they stopped all travel to Beijing, that proves one thing. They know that by sending people to Beijing, they would be sending the infection.
So you're saying that
they opened the doors to send them here.
So you're saying the United States was attacked by China and they used the virus to do this.
Right.
Shouldn't the military then step in? Shouldn't our military step in if we were attacked?
Well, sometimes. Okay. You see, now we're getting into me as a trial lawyer. As a trial lawyer, you know, I tell my young lawyers in the firm, I teach them something. I say we have what we call the 411 rule.
Okay.
Which is that if somebody wants information, tell them to call 411.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In other words, you don't necessarily have to take a certain move which gives them the information. You don't have to react to every action, because if you do that, then they're calling the shots. So no, if we're not exactly ready for that war, and maybe there's a reason we should get ready or do this or do that before we get into that, we can basically play their game and say, oh yes, it was an accidental release, and we understand we're not forced to go to war. Not at this point, but we have to understand that we're already at war, because that was an act of war.
Okay.
We don't have a declared war, but we're certainly being attacked to the extent that it's hot. Lives are being lost.
Right.
Okay. Not in the conventional way. There's no bullets flying. Nobody's going to throw a hand grenade across the street at you. So we're not thinking in terms of the way the war is. But, you know, the Chinese, the people that bring us the art of war, you know, it isn't always, you know, it isn't at all do what's conventional. And you have your troops in their formation marching straight at the troops of their formation. And, you know, whoever wins, an honest fight like that is the victor. No, it's not. That's not the way that mentality works.
So
now, you know, China can't afford a full-out war right now because, as I say, there's ways that we could interfere with their delivery of fossil fuels. And, you know, they've got plenty of coal. They have all the coal they'll ever need, but we can interfere with their oil and natural gas supplies.
So if you're saying we're at a war and China attacked us, that kind of, I mean, in my mind, explains the balloon that was flying over the United States. Where Biden, I'm figuring he's compromised, and he allowed this to happen, and they were surveilling us. I mean, is that what? Let me get your thought process on that.
Well, we know it was surveillance.
Okay.
Nobody's saying that was a weather balloon. They know that was a surveillance balloon. Whether that's what China's doing that one way or the other. If they're not doing it that way, they're doing it through their satellites, or they're testing our resolve. Will we shoot it down? Because what's a better way of blowing off a high altitude hydrogen bomb that nobody even feels down here that interferes with our entire electrical complex? So, you know, there's different ways of doing different kinds of things, but that's not likely to happen until we get the real first salvo of war. War, where people know that we're at war.
Do you think the balloon, that was a test, that they were testing to see what we would do, or if they have control over Biden?
No, I don't think that they necessarily, it's hard to know. It's hard to know what kind of control they have over Biden or don't have over Biden. And as I say, we're going to find out a lot. That's, you know, we've got some really wonderful people, you know, like Jordan and others that are in Congress. But I will say, you know, that we still have, you know, when I think about that we won the House, it's almost a miracle that we did. And the I don't know that you've heard that we didn't have the red wave, that the red wave fizzled out. There really was no red wave.
I believe there was, but
there was there. Yeah. I believe me, there was such a big red wave that areas they didn't think they needed to throw the fix into were overcome. Mm-hmm. The reason we won the House is not because of anything in any of the swing vote states. It wasn't because of anything that happened where it should have happened. It's because we won seats in California and New York that were not rigged. They didn't think they had to rig in New York, and they didn't think they had to rig in California. That's why we won those seats. That's why we got the House.
So they were concentrating in other areas. They thought those two areas were safe.
They did the same thing in 2022 as they did in 2020. I had calls from the people that I had talked to before and understood things from before in Arizona, Pennsylvania. How could that fellow be elected in Pennsylvania? Think about it, you know. But, you know, if you put the right kind of V drive into the right kind of computer, you can get the right kind of results.
So,
but for that, I'm talking about Delaware County.
Right. So, I mean, the path that we're heading down, you're talking about we're in a war, they attacked us with the virus. Can this all be reversed? Can this be stopped?
Yes. There's only one way that I know that this can actually be reversed. And believe me, I love some of these people. You know, Ron Santis, we need him in Florida. Please don't let him go into the federal government. We need him in Florida. But even a good, bright person such as Ron DeSantis doesn't have the power, right. Doesn't have the ability to change things around and fix them the way they need to be fixed. By the time he would really get a hold of the deep state and be able to change things in any way, shape, or form, if he were elected, you know, it would be time for him to leave office before he could do anything. You need Donald Trump because Donald Trump knows how to deal with the leaders of the world. And they, right now, the United States, I mean, what do we have? 20 major aircraft carriers to what, five and that China has, or some smaller number, four maybe. We are in a position, we are the biggest power in the world. Even if our troops are learning to be woke, we still are
right. The
biggest power. We can at least win one theater. We no longer seem to have the ability to be able to win both in Russia and in China. And talk about China and being at war with China. What would be the smartest thing that China could possibly do to become the dominant force in the world? Somehow watch us at war with Russia. Let us eat up our resources. Let us fight it out. I mean, if three bullies in school, right, and two of them get into a fight and beat themselves up, mm-hmm. then the third one comes along, he owns the other two, you know. So this war in Russia is really benefiting China more than it's benefiting anybody.
You said that, yes, the war can be stopped by Trump. Do you think he has the ability to make peace with Russia and China?
I think so. Yeah, I am sure he does, but I don't think there's another soul on the planet that does. I mean, look at even how Kim Jong-un is being completely ignored at this point in terms of whatever. He has to set off some bombs or whatever just to make himself heard at all. He was contained.
Right.
But now he's going to become another loose cannon. You know, I mean, the different trouble areas of the world are still the trouble areas of the world.
I agree. Yes. And it seems like it's happening with China, happening at Russia, and now Kim Jong-un firing off missiles. You have three different areas now that are building up. And I know Trump continually says that he can, you know, come in and calm the situation down. And you're confirming that he most likely can.
Yeah, well, I'm privy to a little information that I don't think I can discuss. So, you know, mm-hmm. Things that I know that were discussed with certain people in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of an approach, I think that Donald Trump's approach would be one where nobody's going to mess with him.
Right. I agree with that. Peter?
And that's the difference.
Yeah.
Because they will mess with DeSantis. They'll mess with whoever they want to mess with, but somehow Donald Trump has a way of making people come to reality. But you have to, no matter what, look at what Putin is. Look at how he is. What is he? He's an isolated man who does not have our value system and does not mind murdering people. He doesn't care if there's babies, mothers, grandmothers. He doesn't care who's in those buildings that he's sending those different missiles into. He doesn't care. He just wants to be able to accomplish his purpose of taking over that part of the world's food supply, that part of the world of whatever it is that the Ukraine has that would put him and Russia into a much better position. And we're put in a position now where we can't quite let that happen. Mm. We can't let that whole amount of food and other reserves, whether it's potash or whatever, go to that side of the world at this time. So we've got the standoff. But look at what's going on. Look what this man will do in order to accomplish what he thinks he needs to do in order for Russia to be able to continue to prosper in our declining world. Mm. And understand that the Chinese mentality, if anything, is worse. These people are not humanitarians. They don't have our way of life where a hate crime is something that's illegal. You know, they can hate who they want to hate. They can have the fervor that they need to work themselves up and to do whatever it is that they choose that they need to do in order for them to prosper. But it's all complex. There's nothing that's simple, because you can't think in terms of China without thinking in terms of India. You can't think in terms of Russia as though it just stands on its own without looking at its alliance now with China, because that's a great part of their marketplace at this point, and that's why the oil needs to flow through those pipes to China, where China will no longer be concerned about the straits could also be closed by the U.S. naval forces. That's part of the reason they're building their Navy.
Hey, Peter, I want to thank you for coming on the X-22 Report Spotlight. Once again, how can people get your book?
Oh, okay. Just go to Amazon, and it's What Makes Trump Tick. And if anybody wants to get a hold of the Tickton Law Group, we're legalbrains.com.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. It'll make it a lot easier for people to click over. Peter, once again, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. Good to see you again.
Me too.
Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high-quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with Health with X22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life before their half off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later.
Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to KetoWithX22.com. That is KetoWithX22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind.